An entire division of National Guard soldiers is up for the highest honor a military unit can get three quarters of a century after its World War II battles. Jay Price reports for WUNC's American Homefront Project.
The 30th Infantry Division, made up of men from North Carolina and a handful of other southern states, was sent into Normandy right after D-Day. It soon found itself outnumbered by some of Germany's toughest units in a battle at the French town of Mortain. 94-year-old King Kenny of Harrisburg was then a young private.
The tanks, you could hear during the night, you could hear the track and the squeak.
His small anti-tank unit was ordered to block a key road that German attackers were determined to force their way through.
This is Custer and the Indians. We didn't know how many were out there.
The answer was a lot. 80,000 German soldiers, many of them elite SS troops. Hitler himself had ordered the massive attack, and the Americans were outnumbered almost 7-1. The Germans' goal was to blast through the National Guard unit and stop the momentum of the Allied invasion.
We just thought that we're there to guard the road.
Nearby, Tony Jaber, now 93, was with part of the 30th atop a huge hill that was key to controlling the area. His unit was surrounded. At one point, Jaber watched as a German delegation under a white flag approached his commander.
They were asking him to surrender. He told them, no, I'll surrender when every round of ammunition is used and every bayonet's broken in your bastard's bellies. That's what he told them, and they left. And they said if we hadn't surrendered by 8 o'clock that night, that they would wipe us out, but they didn't do it.
It wasn't for lack of trying. Historian Robert Baumer wrote a book about the 30th that uses its nickname, Old Hickory, as the title.
The size of the attack on the 30th Division was replicated nowhere else during World War II.
The battle went on for more than 5 days. In the end, the roadblock held. The outcome was devastating for the Germans.
The spokesperson for the Third Reich was captured by Old Hickory at the end of the war, and he said that the German High Command knew that when they lost Mortain, they lost the homeland.
The 30th went on to fight at the Battle of the Bulge and other key battles. After the war, a panel of Army historians rated it the top-performing U.S. infantry division in the entire European theater. The Pentagon started the process for a Presidential Unit Citation, or PUC, but it stalled.
The paperwork fell through the cracks because the Army had so many other priorities at the time. Getting the GI Bill in place, getting people relocated, you know, this just wasn't the top of the list to do.
Not that individual Old Hickory soldiers were ignored. 93-year-old Frank Denius of Austin, Texas, won 4 Silver Stars, making him one of the most decorated American soldiers in the war. The Army made sure he got special treatment, riding home in style on the Queen Mary.
I had my own suite. I had sheets probably for the first time I can remember, and I had my own bathroom.
Several smaller units within the 30th, including his, got presidential unit citations and the right to fly a special blue streamer with their unit flag. But that didn't include everybody in the division, and when Old Hickory was disbanded after the war, that left no one to advocate for it. Until recently, when North Carolina Guard leaders persuaded the Army to reboot the review process. They expect an answer soon, though an Army spokeswoman said it's unclear when there'll be a verdict. Denius says he hopes the answer is yes and comes quickly.
The men of Old Hickory, those that still live and those that have passed on, deserve the honor of receiving the PUC so that PUC could be hung on the colors of Old Hickory forever and ever.
The 30th just held its annual reunion. Health issues kept Denius away this year. Only 6 members of one of the best fighting divisions in American history were able to come. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.